Happy holidays, everybody. Hope wherever you hail from, wherever that might be, whatever nook, whatever cranny, hamlets, flyover states in the south, the north, the east, the west, I have everything covered. And any place outside the boundaries of the U.S., because I know we have a lot of people listening in the U.K., woohoo, and some other spots as well, I'm glad you tuned in to ATN. It's been a very crazy couple of weeks, and now we're thick into the middle of the holidays, coming out of Hanukkah, flying into Christmas Eve and Christmas, and then ultimately all of us raising a glass of cider or something stronger to usher in 2013. Coming up in our future shows, we got a couple of them next week. We have a couple days off. We got a couple of live shows. We're still going to have our Nail the Score, the holiday edition, and we will also have a look back at what inspired us, what made us just rich, and what 2012 was all about. It was a wild, crazy ride. There were some sad moments, and the way the year ended with Newtown, Connecticut, the saddest of all. And then there were some wonderful moments, some truly high highs. The Olympics was fun to watch some of those stories. The young gymnasts and Gabby Douglas and some others. Michael Phelps, the end of an era for the U.S. in the pool. Entertainment-wise, there were some interesting moments, doing it Gangnam style. I think a lot of people actually even know what that means because it's been played so much.
Oop.
And Psy has made the talk show circuit. That means at some point you probably came across it somewhere, somehow. I'm certain. It's been a crazy year for movies, too. Crazy in the sense that we had some of the worst movies and some of the best movies of all time, maybe, even perhaps. And maybe the best is yet to come, swinging to the beginning of the new year. Argo and Lincoln, high on the list for lots of awards, but there were some other independent films that did pretty well. I'm a James Bond freak, so I loved Skyfall. Doesn't get any better than that. And there were other things that we'll talk about, too. The biggest stories of 2012 and who made the news the most? Well, Barack Obama and the re-election. Mitt Romney, John Boehner, Hillary Clinton certainly was up there. And Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman and a slew of other stories. The fiscal cliff, I hate to say, if I were to look up the statistics, and I did this a little bit earlier, it's off the charts how many times fiscal and cliff have been Googled, so it has to go up there as a big story. Also, what would be on the list, Hurricane Sandy, and then I already mentioned the Newtown massacre. And we'll look at some of the high highlights. It's not all negative. There were certainly some great moments, some awful moments, and other things in between. Here's an attaboy moment for everybody who felt like they were burned by the Madoff brothers. Another one goes to prison. That's right. While you were sleeping, Pete Madoff gets 10 years, even though he still won't say that he was involved specifically in what he did. In the biggest Ponzi scheme in the U.S.'s history, he gets 10 big ones in the joint for his role. So he did plead guilty to criminal charges, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, falsifying the books, records of investment and advisory company that was founded by his brother Bernie Madoff, probably the most hated man in New York anyway. And he agreed to forfeit a symbolic, because it is symbolic, $143.1 billion. Said he was deeply ashamed of his conduct and he fully accepts the responsibility for his actions, but there were people that were hoping he would give more details, and he never, ever did that. There were charities that were burned. There were people that weren't gazillionaires that got burned. There were people that work as zillionaires that got burned. It was nasty. It was just a big Ponzi scheme. And Bernie Madoff really had it working until the economy was collapsing. 2008 was his undoing. And you remember Big Bernie was sentenced to 150 years in prison in 2009. His brother Pete, who was a lawyer, was the chief compliance officer and a managing director at the firm. So he had to have known the things that were happening. You cannot tell me he had no clue why, you know, his wife, for example, who was not on the job, was on the payroll. Really, Pete, your wife's been working there for how long? And so there were obvious things, so they were able to nail him. And there were five others who will also have their own little trial, and we'll see what how many are sentenced there. It still doesn't help for the people who took whatever little money they had and threw it into the Madoff investments. Yeah, but you're not going to get ultimate satisfaction from it. You just got to move on. So they're in jail, and you know, you have to take take something out of that. At least they both got prison time. I'm curious about this. How many people are actually getting Christmas cards? Did you get a bunch of Christmas cards in the mail? You know, this is part of the deal now with the mail service. Pretty soon we're not going to have Saturday delivery. And the reason why is because mail is down. And part of that is all the junk mail, all the things that companies used to send out and pay for. It's practically non-existent. Everything's about the internet, even cards. How many times do you get e-cards for birthday or Christmas instead of actual physical Christmas cards? So the post office is fighting for its life. They're in such terrible debt. Another atrophied part of the government, in a sense, because of the money that is there to prop up the United States post office. But it's not looking good. The health of the post office isn't very good. Lots of people already have lost their jobs. Hours have been slashed back in some cases. You got to think Saturday delivery is ready to be taken off the table. And that's why I ask about the Christmas cards, because it used to be you'd see people, you'd go into their house, and it was like a Christmas card den. You know, they'd be flying off of the chandeliers. They'd have a string that went across the house. I remember my grandmother had a string that went over the door, and there were so many cards. It was like almost all over the wall. She got so many cards. And now, you know, you're lucky if you get a handful. I counted today, and I actually was surprised. I got 10 cards, 10 Christmas cards. Charles, how many Christmas cards did you get at your house?
There was one very classy lady that sent me a card.
Oh, that would be the host of America Tonight, I think.
Yes, she stays classy.
But that's it, just one?
Yep, just one.
Wow, well then I'm so glad I sent you that Christmas card, because at least Charles and his family, the Sadlers, got a card. But it proves my point, most people aren't sending Christmas cards. They don't do it anymore because of the e-card thing and sending messages and text messages and all of that. So the Christmas card has been shredded, let's say. Hang with us. Odds and Ends coming up on the flip side here in America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
On the other side of New Year's, House Republicans put off, oh yes, that they would just feed those lame ducks. House Republicans put off a vote on a tax bill that was supposed to avert that year-end fiscal dump. So John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, says it didn't have, he didn't have enough support from the members to pass it. He knew he didn't have the votes in his pocket, so that was it. You know, that's what you do. You do a little straw poll. When you know you don't have them, you know, you back away from it. So now we'll see. The ball is back in the Democrats' corner. We'll see what happens. In a sense, it's always been there, but it's back to them officially. And they're going to leave Washington and come back the day after Christmas, unless there's some miracle doomsday solution. So on the day when the world's supposed to end, perhaps the fiscal slayers come up with an answer to the fiscal woes. Here is Congressman Eric Cantor's take.
The president's unwillingness or inability to come to a balanced agreement with our speaker presents us with very little option other than to try and work hard to avoid a tax hike on so many millions of Americans. The president has a decision to make. He can support these measures or be responsible for reckless spending and the largest tax hike in American history.
So, largest tax hike, are you ready to pay a big, chunky tax bill at the end of the year? Who knows? We have no idea. And the alternative minimum tax is hanging in the balance, which would affect 30 million people. And it's probably many of you listening to me. It probably hit every single one of the people, in fact, listening to me. Who knows? But I'd say certainly a broad bunch of you anyway. And we just don't know. So that the answer is, if you went to your accountant today with your bag of receipts and said, help me, hey, look at the receipts, but the law is changing. So that's the other thing. It's probably going to back up the tax people, their timetable, as this continues to be dragged out. You know, I think the two worst words that we put together in the English language, we'll see. We'll see.
Hey, Kate, I got a good joke. Ready?
Uh-huh.
On the 100th day of Christmas, Obama gave America...
the lamest ducks of all. Absolutely. It's so true. And, you know, the fates and fortunes of so many, the middle class, hang and swing in the balance constantly, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't matter. Because every time everybody keeps talking about the middle class, you know what? The more they say it, the more I cringe, because the more I realize, yeah, the middle class is disappearing is what's happening here. The U.S. stocks indexes are just crashing. I mean, they're not crashing the worst, but the futures are not good. They dropped 192 points, or 1.5%. S&P futures, 20.5 points, or 1.4%. So trading is volatile, then stocks are tumbling because of the concerns over what's going to happen economically. Because on Wall Street, it's like the apocalypse every other day. Any hint of negative news and stocks tank. But there are still so many people who have IRAs, because, geez, we're told you can write off $5,000 if you have an IRA, or you have a 401k where you work and they're matching a little bit of it, and it's a way that you can have a little chunk of money, you hope, at the end of the line. And that's the middle class. These aren't people with a gazillion stock options or golden parachutes. That's what's there for, you know, everybody looks at stocks as, oh, that's rich people, isn't it? That's the expensive tables at the Bellagio. No, it's a lot of that is the bulk of that are people that fall into the so-called middle class. So that's the people who get hit by the stock futures tumbling and the conversation being negative and doomsday-like. And that's what's happened because of this all this fiscal nonsense. So there might have been another name instead of Cliff that would have been better. You know, the crash, careening, the fiscal careening that goes on out of Washington. And the people ultimately that are playing the game in Washington, you know, I had this picture in my mind. I was thinking about this the other day, and maybe because I was watching for 5 seconds that raunchy Spartacus. I like history. And there was some great history in this, and you're looking and you're seeing the beautiful buildings in Rome, the Colosseums. But you realize as you're getting further into this, there's the common people with their vegetables in the street, and there's the guys with the robe and the sandals and people carrying them on their backs, basically. And they're controlling the money, of course, and that's how it was in history. So the people that already were eating grapes and being fed grapes, there's not really much of a chance that they're sliding down to sell the vegetables in the muddy, dirty streets. No, they're in the beautiful palace celebrating being fed, and they're not going to fall there. So any of the negative news that trickles down affects the little people with the dirty faces in the street. It's pretty much like that now. but we call it the middle class. And the negative news foretelling terrible fates and futures that await us, every time those politicians open their mouth, they're tanking the stocks. So they're getting us in two different directions. They're like the doomsdayers. They're like the doomsdayers of the financial world. And this all goes back to control. So ultimately, Ron Paul, when he was running for president, made some good points, made some valid points, which is why so many people supported Ron Paul, because they like what he said about the Federal Reserve and Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve chairman, that this, the printing of money, is ridiculous. It's like monopoly money, where there's nothing backing it. And, you know, ultimately, the bigger we grow the federal government out without really policing and auditing it and pulling in what's unnecessary, who's running the show? And who are we paying? Of course, we're the taxpayers. And you got to have that revenue coming in as you are building these huge departments that just get deeper and deeper and expand beyond the boundaries of what, in some cases, they need, for example, in an IRS department. And, yeah, there are several around the country. In every state, there are offices and offices and offices. So I'm not suggesting there shouldn't be any, but the expansion and the overlap of jobs is incredible. And we're paying for that. So, of course, we're going to get taxed more, because where is that money coming from? If there's not taxes coming in to pay, especially when we're in a point where we're $16 trillion in debt, I mean, seriously, it doesn't matter if you're sporting a D or sporting an R, the facts are the facts. It's the money in and the money out. It's that easy. It's nothing about Freakonomics. It's economics 101. How are you writing the checks to pay for the government jobs that just keep multiplying? Worse than rabbits. Keep multiplying and multiplying. Not to get off on a tangent, but that's the deal. And so when you see the stock futures tumbling, and we hear about the woes of the fiscal cliff and falling off of it at the end of the year, and what's going to happen, we can't do our taxes, and if we do our taxes, we're not getting the money back, and all those horrible things, it's frustrating. I always say there's power to the people, and there is power to the people. Start to write or call the Congress folks and the senators, and they'll respond. It takes, I double-checked this again the other day, 25 calls on an issue, and then they take notice. 25 calls on this nonsense called the fiscal cliff, and maybe they take notice. What's the weather like as we get closer to the big day when Santa makes his way to your house? We got that next.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In that wind, and we heard those tires spinning, and of course the wind in Iowa was something. The wind, I'm telling you, I hate wind more than anything. I can deal with snow, but wind is not good. Blizzard conditions, heavy snow, high winds are smashing Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois. Snow-packed roads, the heaviest snow is falling at a clip of an inch per hour. Reports of thunder, snow, and some of the heaviest bands of snow that are possible. And what are the wind gusts up to? Well, I'll tell you, 60 miles an hour, blowing snow, no visibility, yuck. That's when you stay home, eat the Christmas cookies, and drink hot chocolate.
Hide your kids.
That's right. Anything. Get away from that weather. And I was looking at snow totals. Oh, the snow totals are crazy. For example, I'll just give you a couple. 14 inches of snow in Portage, which is near Columbia County in Wisconsin.
That's nothing.
The mothership, they think everybody else in the country is a bunch of whiners because in Minneapolis, it's just commonplace to have blizzards.
I don't have tires. I have tractor trailers.
Yeah, you have to. You have to have, as Charles says, tractor trailers, something different. But you see the snow, and it's pretty wild, the accumulations. In Iowa, especially, boy, they got slammed in Iowa, too. In Madison, Wisconsin, Madison is a great place. That's a capital. 9 inches of snow. 9 inches of snow. When I was growing up, if you had 9 inches of snow in Jersey, schools would be closed for a week and a half. Week and a half. We're done. Snow. Oh, that's like an apocalypse of snow. Yeah, talk about the end of the world. In New Jersey, you get 9 inches of snow. You got a lot of days off coming to you.
A friend of mine had a joke. 2 inches of snow on the ground. Cars abandoned in California.
So true. Izzy in Missouri, hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Are you done all your baking or are you still finishing up?
No, I'm still baking.
Oh.
And I was going to go out tomorrow and I thought, oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm snowed in.
Yeah, you got it. Snowed in means you're baking. You're still baking.
No, literally. My front door is snowed shut.
Oh. So you know what we're talking about. You got a bunch of snow, a bunch of inches of snow.
Well, a lot of it drifted. And it drifts right up across my porch. And I'm like, oh, great. So I have to go out the back door all the way around, down the alley, yada, yada. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. It's so not. I was supposed to go out tomorrow, but I said, no, I'm not going out tomorrow either. I'm staying in my house where I belong.
There you go.
I'll deliver on Saturday. My friend said she'd drive me, and I thought, good, I don't have to go out tomorrow.
That's good.
Because it's miserable here. We don't have good street cleaning. We really don't. But I'm not sloshing through all this garbage. And that man who was on last night, whose wife was whining because there was no snow, well, I hope she's real happy.
Yeah, because now you got it.
Boy, you sure got it. And I think it was from Chicago area.
Yep.
Well, honey, you don't have to worry about no white stuff now. And for us old ducks to have to shovel.
Yeah, the shovels. Shoveling. You hear the baby in the background.
Whiners.
The shoveling is really tough. I realized that when I was back home shoveling my mother's walkway. And, oh, Izzy, I mean, you burn up some calories, but your back feels like it's going to crack off. It's awful.
Well, my back doesn't like it, but I went out there. I keep a special litter scooper, a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I use inch by inch on my steps because I cannot shovel snow with a snow shovel any longer. So I go out there step by step, shovel down or scoop it down, and then I salt, and then I go back in the house for a while, then I go back out. It's really laborious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, lady that wishes for snow, you come down here and shovel.
Yeah. Yeah, come over to my house. I got your shoveling for you.
What is the holiday schedule real quick before I forget?
The holiday schedule is do we have a drum roll, please, Charles, somewhere or something? The holiday schedule reads like this. Okay, so Sunday, we are off Sunday into Monday into Tuesday, Tuesday into Wednesday, and we are back Wednesday and Thursday of next week, so 3 days.
What?
Oh, it's only 3 days, for goodness sake.
That's 4 days.
No, okay, it's not 4 days, it's three. It's Sunday,
you know,
Monday.
How lonely Friday and Saturday night are? I mean, I was going to suggest they keep you on six nights.
Thank you.
Honestly, I go feeling around my house Friday and Saturday night going, okay, now who am I going to listen to? And I'm like, she's really got to start doing Friday night.
It's
night of the week.
So, you know, they have Rush Radio. We'll just make Kate Radio, and I'll just be on all the time at Izzy's house.
What I wanted to complain about, I guess it is a complaint.
Oh, great.
Well, it's not so bad. I just don't feel sorry for people anymore that are going to get nailed by taxes. And this is why. They sit in their complacent little chairs with their complacent little lives, and they never stand up and be accounted for. And I get tired of doing it. I mean, I'm constantly writing my senator. Well, God, my senator does absolutely no good. She just doesn't care. McCaskill is just yuck.
That's right. McCaskill's yours, yes.
Why people reelected her is beyond me, but whatever. But, you know, it gets tiresome, Kate, to all this whining. I'm like, well, when was the last time you contacted your representative or your senator?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times a year do you do this? Do you call them on the telephone? Do you email? Do you write snail mail? I do all three.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm to the point where y'all deserve what you get in because you don't stand up and you don't be accountable, or nor do you have your voice counted. And, boy, when I call, it's when I start pointing out. I mean, I really research when I contact my representative. And I'm just like, and he answers me back and I'll fire back. Don't give me this garbage. You know I didn't fall off any turnip cart lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, after a while, it just gets okay because so many people, oh, my God, I'm going to get hit with taxes. Well, did you start complaining early on? No. Mm-mm. I'm too tired or I work all day. Well, I work all day, too. Believe it or not, I actually do. Of course, I don't have to leave my house to work, but my work is very tedious. And I still make it to where I can write a letter. So I'm sorry, people. You really need to get off your butts and start complaining. And with respect to taking away our guns, I don't think that'll ever happen.
I don't either. Mm-hmm. I don't. Mm-mm.
Don't even want to hear it, because if there's one way to start a revolution in this country, that will be it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. The people that you were saying that won't contact their reps, and that's what they should do. It only takes enough people to do that, get on a phone tree, and then there, you know, Izzy, it'll make a difference. There'd be so many people that would just pound on Washington. There's no way that can happen.
Yep, but they won't do it because they're just apathetic. It's like,
yeah.
Well, it doesn't do any good. I don't ever want to hear that from people. By the way, I have a cute story to tell you. Real quick.
Yeah, do it.
Remember the ugly sweater lady?
Yes.
I was in Walmart yesterday. I need a spot once a week on your show. People watching at Walmart, I swear to Buddha, it has got to be one of the most interesting things to do at times. But I saw this woman, and Kate, I swear, it had to be the ugliest sweater on the entire planet ever. And my mouth dropped, and I thought, where in God's name did she find that sweater? And I was literally staring. I didn't mean to, but I was just staring with a jaw-dropping look, and she looked down the sweater, she says, what's the matter? And it was so close to the tip of my tongue to say, that's the ugliest sweater I've ever seen. Can I buy it for the ugly sweater contest? And my brain kicked in and said, don't you dare. So I said, well, I was just in, and I used the word intrigued by your sweater. And I thought, oh, my God, I've been listening to Kay Delaney too much. I have got to quit listening to some of these things. Because I would have never thought to look at this woman's sweater other than
sweater.
Passing glance, and I thought, that is truly ugly.
Yeah, and it's so true. There are so many ugly sweaters at Christmas time, we hate to say it.
But my first thought was, that lady that came on with the ugly sweater contest, I thought, I want that sweater. I want that in because it is just so god-awful ugly.
Yeah, and that probably would have won. Izzy, you have a great holiday. We love you. Thanks for calling. And I'll have to talk to Charles about having the show on. Charles, what do you think? You want to work 7 days a week?
Ask me again after the world ends.
Just a thought. You can send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. Stay with us.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hope you have a merry, merry, whatever it is that you celebrate, and get to be with your families, hang out, have fun, relax, take a load off, not think about work, whatever it is that you do. Everybody needs that mental break, and the end of the year is that time, although it's also a time where a lot of people will end up working extra because they get double time and overtime and, you know, everything else in between. But this has been a year, if we look back on it, to reflect on hits, misses, and anything that could happen did happen, and anything that you didn't want to happen also seemed to happen as well. Strange scandals. General Petraeus' story might have been the biggest fall from power of the entire year, not the only one, because there were definitely a few of those, but he would be pretty high on the list. He was going to be the Secretary of Defense, and he fell all the way down. You could hear the thud as he was sliding down the ladder, and the woman who took him down, wow, Paula Broadwell, that's still mind-boggling. It was almost like she was like a hunter, set the trap, and then, phew, hey, he's a grown man, and he could do what he wants to do, but it just seemed all too perfect and neatly wrapped. And then she writes a book called All In, and now who knows the amounts of money that will be thrown her way. I've heard that there are a lot of people that want to see her do another story. Oof. Yeah, absolutely. How about Plan C? Paula Broadwell does not read or write another book. We don't want her to read one, too, because then we don't want to get her any ideas that she can write better than the people she's reading. Anything that would prompt her into deciding she's going to write another kind of biography. The real story. Now I'm all in part two. Oh, disastrous. Absolutely. So Joe Biden, the VP, is saying we have to take action on gun control. They're going to push for tightening gun laws in response to what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. And I bring that up here because we haven't talked too much in this show about it. It's always prevailing in the wind, and we know that. And you heard it, Izzy say they're not going to take the guns no way, no how. There'd be a revolt. And I agree with her. I think there would be an incredible revolt if that happened. This is Constitution stuff. This is Second Amendment stuff. And therein lies the biggest problem of Joe Biden and any kind of legislation, the push. Automatic weapons, can you really get a consensus on that? Gun control measures have massive resistance in Congress. Is that changing because of Connecticut, because of the shock of that? For the first time, the president signaled that he's willing to spend a lot of political capital on the issue. So some prominent gun rights advocates on the Hill, Democrats and Republicans, are saying they're willing to consider a few new measures. So what does that mean? Boehner says we'll take them into consideration. So they're talking about informal tasks. Force on gun violence, and they got a January deadline for the recommendation, so they're moving this along fast. The group is considering changes such as reinstating a ban on military-style assault weapons, closing loopholes that let gun buyers skirt background checks, and restricting high-capacity magazines. You heard what I said. Do you think that this is the key to the problem? Will this solve this problem? In Texas, guns, there was an old joke, it was in a movie that Candace Bergen was in, she said her gun dropped on the floor and people gasped, and she said, oh, for goodness sake, this is Texas, even my florist has a gun. And there is a town in Texas where they have guns, where the teachers are carrying concealed weapons. And they say they don't have money in Harrell, Texas, for a security guard, but the solution, according to the superintendent, is that the teachers who have master's degrees also are holding a concealed weapon, and they have extensive training, and the guns are hidden. So that if somebody came in, they could take out the person with the guns, and there are other people who have guns in the school. Texas law bans guns in school unless the school has given written authorization. Arizona and six other states have similar laws with exceptions for people who have licenses to carry concealed weapons. So Harold School Board voted unanimously in 2007 to allow people to carry weapons. And after they got a state concealed weapons permit, each employee who wants to carry a weapon has to be approved by the board based on their personality, reaction to a crisis, all that stuff. So that's good. So they're not just saying, okay, boom, everybody get a gun. They're making sure the right people from everything that they can see should have the gun, and they have to use bullets that minimize the risk of ricochet, similar to the air marshals, what they carry on the planes. And now in Harold, a lot of the people in the town feel that they're safer by having the teachers armed. Because of what happened in Connecticut, this is something that's being discussed in a number of states like Oklahoma, Missouri, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Oregon have said they're going to consider laws allowing teachers and school administrators to carry firearms at school. How about that? And I wonder how many of that school in Harold, how many of that school's 50 employees carry weapons. But the superintendent doesn't want to say because they don't want to jeopardize the kids at the school. Kind of like the no weapon zone, dead giveaway, no weapon zone. So this school, anyway, which is near the Oklahoma border, has 103 students from kindergarten through 12th grade. Most of them rarely think about who's carrying the gun. They're used to it. So it's just what they do there. And they haven't had any problems at the schools. So allowing teachers and administrators to get firearms training, then authorizing them to carry weapons at school and at school events might become the norm. We're not going to solve this in one show, but how would you feel about that becoming the norm? Pete in Texas, what do you think?
Well, what I think is everybody's already got a concealed carry license. It's called the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Think about that.
Yeah, I think carving up the Constitution, no, we don't want to see. That's why I always say I support the Second Amendment. And I get some hassle for that, people saying, are you drinking the Kool-Aid? What are you talking about? And I agree with you. What I'm talking about is also, we know it is the right to defend yourself in this Texas town. That's what they're saying. And they make sure that the people that they vote on, the people to make sure they feel consistent about them and what they're doing. It's, you know, what if you had teachers or administrators who are trained to deal with it? You know, some people are saying, well, if they're not trained to deal with it, could it really lead to more injuries and deaths?
Yeah, back in the 70s when I was in high school, we had law enforcement carrying on campus all the time. And, of course, all us cowboys out there, we had them in a pickup truck stuck on the rack.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's doubt that Pete's saying, I think, is definitely doable in Texas, but is it doable in other states? Is it doable in other places? Think of the Empire State Building shooting, the 9 bystanders who were wounded, and what could have happened, perhaps, if somebody else had been able to take those people out earlier even.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.